Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Photographer's Couch. I am your host, Megan Jewelly, and thank you so much for being here today. Today I wanted to share with you a about a conversation that I had with my son about he wanted to make money because he has started a rather expensive hobby of golfing, and I told him that, I would pay for some here and there, but for the amount of golfing that he has been wanting to do lately, that he is going to have to get a job or start doing chores to make money. So, before I gave him a list of the chores and before he started going off to check off said chores, I told him, I said, let's have a conversation first. Because I didn't want him to think that this was just about earning a few bucks for getting stuff done. So I explained to him that I was choosing to pay him to do these things, not because I can't do them, but because I'm choosing to invest my money instead of my time in this moment, and that his time and effort is valuable to me. And that value goes beyond a dollar sign. So I told him, if you only do these things to get paid, you're always going to be chasing money. But if you learn to do these things with pride and intention, you'll learn to add value and money will follow. And importantly, you'll enjoy doing the work. So that conversation wasn't really just for him, it was about me too. When I first started my photography business, I honestly was just doing it to stay home with my boys and pay the bills. But over time, I realized that it's so much more enjoyable. When I started shifting my focus from getting the job done and getting paid to truly showing up as me and adding value, I wasn't just snapping photos, I was creating experience, building confidence, building relationships, telling people's stories, and helping people see themselves. So when I made that shift, and this is something that I also talk to my son about, is that when I made that shift from just doing my business to make money to adding value, I enjoyed it a lot more. I started to really love my business, love photography, and that's also when my dream started to come true. So, how do we make this shift? Whether you're a kid doing chores or an entrepreneur building a business, I wanted to share with you three ways that I believe I can go from checking boxes to creating value. So, the first one is see beyond the task. So, don't just ask, what do I need to do? Asking why does it matter? Whether it's folding the clothes, or editing photos or answering emails, remind yourself that these tasks connect to something bigger. Someone else's peace of mind, a family's lasting memory, a moment of pride. And I have this sign that's in my kitchen right above the sink, and it says something like, "Don't just wash this dish because it's dirty. Do it because somebody you love is going to use it next." And I always think about that, especially when I'm doing the dishes, because it just goes beyond just the chore of doing the dishes. It's like I'm doing these, I'm putting them away because someone else is going to use them next. And I love that person who's going to use them next. So I kind of think about that a lot when I'm in my business. It's like, why am I sending this email? Why do I have to do this, that, and the other? And it just goes back to because I care about the person who's on the receiving end of it. All right, number two, do it with pride, not just precision. Anyone can complete a to-do list, and that's what I didn't want my son to do. I don't just want him to knock off things on the to-do list. I wanted him to show up and bring energy, effort, intention, and really care about what he was doing. Because when you show up fully, whether it's vacuuming the stairs or I had him sweeping out the garage, or me photographing a senior session. It feels different when you show up fully, when you're completely present and doing what you're set out to do. And guess what? Others feel it too. And that's what I think is so important, is that when you do things intentionally and when you show up and you're 100% present, it just gives that energy that you want to be around, and that energy that I think most people want to have. All right, third thing. And this is one that I love the most. And this is one that I've started implementing in my business. And it is, look for opportunities to give more than expected. The real magic in all this happens when the real magic happens in the unexpected extra. Y'all are about to get a taste of how Megan doesn't edit the podcast here. The real magic happens in the unexpected extra. The handwritten note, the thoughtful detail, the gentle guidance. When you surprise somebody with more than they thought they paid for, you're not just recreating a client, you're creating loyalty, connection, and impact. This is something that I grew up, my parents just instilled in me about doing 110%, no matter what you're doing, whether it's cleaning the tables, whether it's folding the laundry, whatever it is, whatever job you have, 110%. I say it to my kids all the time. They probably are so tired of me saying it. But I just feel like that is so powerful when you show up and you do more than expected of you. And that's what I was telling my son about. I was like, hey, these are all your chores and your list, but listen, like, this was an example of something. Like, I asked him to sweep the basement stairs because it gets really dirty. My dog's hair, it just kind of all filters down to the stairs. And it gets overlooked a lot because we're not sitting in the living room with it. We're just walking up and down the stairs. But the stairs lead to the basement, and then there's a basement floor, and then it's just a big area. It's in the basement. And so I just like kind of hinted to him, like, don't just stop at the stairs. Like, that's your chore. That's what I need done. But just look beyond that a little bit, 110%, go above and beyond. That is what's adding value, is when you're doing more than's expected of you. So anyway, just to wrap up, whether you're a parent teaching your child about work ethic, or you're a business owner wondering how to bring more heart into your hustle, I just want to remind you that adding value isn't just good business, it's good life. And when we lead with value, intention, and care, we all win. So thank you for tuning in. I hope this resonated with you. I'd love to hear and share this episode with somebody that you know. And until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week.